Are there any of those you think that you might want copies of?
Just the ones that my grandma and my mom put them together. Mm-hmm. One of them. On one page, they're together. Probably some of me and Pernell. That's about it.
Let me make a note on which ones. If we can get this chair out to sit on or not. I feel stupid sitting behind the desk. She went over, the dog kept barking, and we wanted to come over and play.
Oh.
And your grandmother had it tied up back there.
Oh.
And she went back to make it be quiet and to move it. She chained it to a different tree. And Jill went back there and took pictures of your grandmother with the dog. I kind of like the picture with your mom and your grandmother and the dog in front.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. The other one.
Okay. Which ones?
The one of these right up here. One of these, like this one, where okay. They're both smiling.
Okay. You want the one where they're both smiling?
Uh huh.
Okay, 19. It was hard to get your grandmother to smile. She didn't, as soon as you pointed the camera at her, she'd stop smiling. It seems like that's true with a lot of the older people.
Mm-hmm.
Like they think they shouldn't smile for the camera or something. You know, like in here.
Yeah.
All through here, she would. Do you know why?
No. In all the pictures that I've seen her take for newspapers, she's never smiled.
Maybe she hates it.
Paintings that are done by her, about her, they don't have her smiling in them. My uncle has a painting of her in his office. She's not smiling in that one either. I think it was number, that one, 20.
Okay.
And then this one down here, 10.
Okay. Your uncle has a picture, a painting of her in his office?
Mm-hmm. He's the attorney here.
Yeah. Jim Shore, right?
Yeah. And he's got a picture of her in his office that I think Mary somebody painted.
Uh-huh.
And she's not smiling. There's a painting of my grandpa in there, too, when he has the Indian headdress on.
Uh-huh.
And everything. It's so neat.
Mary Frances Johns?
I think so. I'm not sure if that's her name on the bottom. I never really looked at it.
Huh.
Mary Frances is Purnell's aunt.
Oh. Kind of everybody's related.
She's a good painter. Oh, I like her paintings.
It seems like a lot of people around town have them.
Mm-hmm. Her daughter paints, too, I think. She's up in Haskell. She went to school. She'll be back in December.
Where'd you go to school when you were growing up?
I went to a daycare center in Tampa when I lived in Tampa. Then when I moved to Brighton, I went to Moorhaven High School until about the fourth grade. And then from the fifth grade on until I graduated, I went to Okeechobee High School or Okeechobee Schools.
So did your mom drive you there every day?
No, I rode the bus. It was like she drove me there every day because fifth grade, I guess I had more of my friends in Moorhaven, and I couldn't handle going to school in Okeechobee. So I would have nervous breakdowns every morning, and my mom would have to come pick me up because I wouldn't stop crying. So it's like she picked me up every day from the fifth grade. From the first day on, she just picked me up every day. And when she wouldn't come pick me up, I'd call my grandma and she'd come pick me up.
Wow.
Her and Sally Mae Hall, they would come pick me up. I don't know why, I just couldn't. I just couldn't handle going to school there. And I'd get there and I'd be okay, and right when I get off the bus, I'd just start crying. For no reason at all, I'd just start crying. And they'd call my mom, tell her to come pick me up, and she'd pick me up. And she finally took me to a doctor, and he gave me some kind of medicine for nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that for a while. It was okay. It was like, I missed about 100-something days.
Wow.
I'd go there in the morning, but I'd be gone before lunchtime. I just couldn't stay there. I don't know why. I just couldn't. I didn't know nobody. I mean, there were other kids there, but my cousins were there, but they weren't. They wasn't in my class. I guess I was the only one by myself, so I guess that's why I couldn't handle it.
Huh.
And then after a while, it got okay. Started to meet different people, and it was pretty fun.
So they'd take you home?
Yeah. I'd call my mom. She'd come pick me up for a while, and then she finally just told me that nothing was wrong with me, and she wasn't going to come pick me up. But I'd keep crying, and I'd say I want to call my grandma. And I'd call my grandma, and my grandma would come pick me up, and she'd take me home. Then we'd call my mom and tell her that I was home.
Would your mom be mad?
No. She'd be mad at my grandma for picking me up. But then after a while, she wasn't mad at her. I guess she knew if she wasn't going to pick me up, I'd call my grandma. So she just got used to me doing that, just calling my grandma, I think. In sixth grade, it got easier.
If you hated it that much, it's a wonder you kept going in school.
I'd always tell my mom I wouldn't want to go, but she'd make me go anyway. So I'd be okay the whole bus ride up there. But when I got to school, that's when I started. I don't know why I did that. I just didn't like going to school there because I didn't know nobody.
Were you afraid of the other kids?
I don't know. I'd talk to them when they would talk to me, but I don't know, I just didn't like going to school there. Hmm. It was like I didn't know nobody, so I just didn't like going to school there. And then that's when after a while, she took me to a doctor, and that's what the doctor said what was wrong.
But there were other kids you knew there, right?
Just the Indian kids. I didn't know none of the other kids because we just moved there and stuff. Mm. It was when everybody changed over there. Mm. I guess I was tired of being moved around back and forth. And I think that's when I was still going back and forth from my mom to my dad's house. Like on weekends, my dad would come pick me up.
Mm. Where did he live?
He lives in Tampa, or in Sefner, Florida.
Uh-huh.
By Brandon.
So you'd go up there part of the time?
Yeah, I'd go up there on, like, holidays and stuff. Then I'd come back and go to school. He'd come pick me up on weekends.
That must have been hard, moving back and forth.
It was. I got tired of moving back and forth.
You must have been confused,
too. I was. I didn't know what was going on. I had clothes over there and clothes over at my mom's house. Or at my grandma's house, really. I stayed with my grandma most of the time. Because my mom was still in college. And then that's when she got remarried. And I stayed home with Bobby, but I think she came to Miami. Because she was going to school in Miami. And I think it's like she'd come up here and stay for like 3 days, and then she would come back home for like 3 days and then go back for 3 days for her classes and stuff. So me and Bobby, I started staying home with Bobby, and then she found out that Bobby wasn't taking me to school because I was going to Head Start, and he was supposed to be sending me to school, but I would never go to school. I'd always stay home, and me and him would go fishing, or we'd just go ride around in the truck or something. And she found out. I don't know how she found out. And so I had to start staying with my grandma so my grandma could send me to school.
Was your mom mad when she found out?
No, she wasn't mad. She just wanted to know how come I wasn't going. And I said, I stay home with Bobby and we go fishing all the time. It was like we went fishing every day and we'd catch fish. And I think we ate fish almost every night. It was fun, though, not going to school.
So he didn't want you to go to school?
I don't think so. He'd wake me up in the morning and he'd ask me and I'd say no. So he'd say, okay, I didn't have to go, so I just didn't go. Because nobody in his family went to school, except the younger kids that are younger now. They go to school, but Bobby didn't go to school. His brothers didn't go to school. His sisters didn't go to school. None of them went to school. So I guess it really never bothered him if I went to school or not, you know. He thought it was my choice. He didn't want my brother to go to school, but my mom sent him to school anyway.
Huh. Why didn't he want him to go to school?
I don't know. I don't know why he didn't want him. I never really asked or nothing. I just heard my mom saying it one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was telling me that he was supposed to, they were going to drop him out of school when he turned 16 or something like that. So he could help Bobby around the house or something like that. Or Bobby wants him to be home. I don't know. I never really asked.
Hmm.
But my mom said she thinks she's going to keep him in school, which I think she should do. Because Robbie, he ain't got nothing to do at the house. He'll stay home all day and play with his dogs, but and he's got a lot of friends at school.
Was your stepdad's Bobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he, you know, was he, well, he would take you fishing.
Mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And it wasn't too important to him that you go to school.
No.
Was he trying to teach you other stuff, do you think?
About Indians or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he taught me a lot of stuff. I mean, he would tell me things and ask me if I knew what he was talking about, and I'd say yeah.
What and kinds of things?
I don't know, he just told me how things were when he was growing up and stuff like that. He said he went fishing a lot when he was growing up because they didn't ever have no money to buy any food from the grocery store. So they went hunting a lot to mm-hmm. get their food. And he would show me the different ways that they caught things and stuff like that, which was real neat to me anyway. Because mm-hmm. Only way I know to kill something is with a gun. And he told me they didn't have no money to buy guns, so they never used guns. He told me they actually used bows and arrows. He used arrows to kill turkey and stuff like that.
Did he do that when you were with him?
One time he did. He did it when I was with him. But, I forgot. He got out of the truck and he told me to be real quiet, and I said okay. And he just got out and he took off his shirt, and then he grabbed something from behind the truck, from behind the seat, and then he left. I saw him. He was like real low in the bushes. You could barely see him. And he got like real close to a turkey And then he just got it. And then we just took it home. We took it home and he cleaned it. And he would always give it to somebody, some white people that we knew. He would give it to them. And because he didn't eat turkey. None of us ate turkey. So he'd give it to them. And in return, they would give him like steaks and stuff and hamburger and stuff. So that's what he used to do. Or when they want turkey, he would go out and kill it for them and give them it. And they would give him meat, different kind of meat. And it was real fun.
Huh. Why didn't he eat turkey?
I don't know. They just told us, my grandma told me it makes you crazy. When you eat turkey, it makes you crazy or something like that. So uh-huh. I never eat turkey, so I don't eat turkey.
Huh, I didn't realize that.
And it's the same way with mushrooms. They said mushrooms make you crazy, so we don't eat mushrooms. Or I don't eat mushrooms, but people I live with, they eat mushrooms. I don't eat them.
Hmm. So how would he fish for things? Did you see that picture of Agnes in there? Agnes Cypress with the spear?
Oh, no.
It's a great picture, I thought. How did your stepdad fish?
He just fished with the cane pole. He said when they were growing up, he just used sticks and a piece of string. But he was using cane poles when I was with him. And after a while, he started buying him rods and reels, stuff like that.
So did he fish with a rod and reel now?
Mm-hmm. And they go out deep sea fishing a lot, him and my mom. And their friend.
Oh. Deep sea fishing, where do they go?
They go off. They go to Fort Myers and they leave somewhere from Fort Myers. And they just go out in the ocean and they just fish and then they come back. It's like all day. They uh-huh. stay up there all day.
Uh-huh.
And they fish. They catch a lot of fish, my mom said. I ain't never went with them because I don't like boats. Because I can't swim, so I don't like boats.
Yeah.
I never go on boats.
What did he hunt for when you used to go with him?
Just deers. Most of the time it was just deers. We just went hunting for deers and we caught a lot of deers. And we'd bring it home and he'd show me how to skin it. And I'd help him skin it and it was fun.
Did he hunt them with a gun?
Yeah, he used the gun with those. But he did it like the same way he did with the turkey. He would like get real close to him where he wouldn't miss them. And he would get them.
How would he get so close to them?
Like, I guess when he takes off his shirt, he just blends in with the rest of the trees and stuff around. He'd be real low. He'd run real low. And he could run fast. I think he still does run fast. But he used to run real low. And he'd get real close. And he'd be real quiet.
So would you stand by the truck or would you stay there and watch him do it?
Yeah, I'd stay inside the truck. I'd just stay there and watch him. Or he'd go off into the woods and I couldn't see him, but I could hear when he shot the gun and then he'd come back. He'd be dragging a deer behind him.
Mm-hmm.
We'd put it in a back end, we'd cover it up, and we'd go to my grandma's house and hang it up under the chicken and just start skinning it.
What else would he hunt for?
That's all he'd hunt for mostly, was deer. I'd never see him hunt for anything else.
You didn't ever hunt turtles?
Yeah. We look for gophers. Once in a while. We go look for gophers and it was neat. I'd never been hunting gophers until my mom married Bobby. And it was neat. It was neat to me anyway.
How'd you do it?
We would find a gopher hole and we'd have a long iron rod and have a little hook at the end of it. And we'd stick it in there, and you could always feel like a gopher in there. You'd have to stick it way deep in there because they dig their holes real long. And then when you think you found it, you would you'd see how far your arm is, and then you put it on top of the hole and see how far it is. Then where the end of the rod is, that's where you would start digging. You would stick the rod into the ground and start digging a hole there until you got to the other hole, the gopher hole. And usually there was a gopher down at the bottom, and you just put it on that hook and you'd pull it out. And it was neat. It was neat to me because we'd catch a lot. We'd catch like 116 in one day.
Wow.
And it was a lot. We'd catch little ones and we'd catch real big ones. And he told me how you could tell the difference from if they were old or young. If they were old, the bottom shell would be way out in front of the top shell, so that mean they were old. And then if they were young, it would be like even or kind of under a little bit. It was real neat. We caught those out in the woods. It was fun.
In the woods, but near the water?
No, not near the water.
Oh, so these are land turtles.
Uh-huh. The water turtles, that was fun too. We'd see, there was a canal. We'd get out and he'd take off his shoes and roll up his pants, and we'd get in the water, and he'd tell us to get in the water. It's me and my two other cousins, and we'd get in there, and it was so gross because the bottom was all mushy and stuff, and it had a lot of weeds in there, and you didn't know what was in that water, but you're just taking your chance. So we'd get out in there, and we'd walk real slow. First, we watched Bobby, and Bobby was walking real slow. Then there was a turtle. You could see his head sticking up out of the water. And Bobby goes, "There's one." And we'd stand there and watch him. And Bobby would stand there. And it was like he would just dive after it. And we were thinking like, oh, he missed it. He didn't catch it. And he'd come up. He'd be down under there for a long time. But he'd come up and he'd actually have a turtle in his hand. And we did that. I think we'd catch about 7 or 8 of those. But Bobby caught all of them because none of us could catch them. Me and my cousin couldn't catch them. We tried and tried, but we couldn't. They were just too fast. And Bobby would catch them by their feet and stuff. And like when they start to swim off, they have their feet stretched out behind them. That's how Bobby would catch them. And that was neat too, watching him catch turtles. It was real neat.
But you didn't dig for those in the bank?
Mm-mm. We just catch them when they were in the water.
And then how would you get them back home?
The ones that we caught on land, we put them in sacks. And I don't know what kind of sacks they're called, but we just put them in sacks and we'd take them home.
Big rough cloth sacks? Uh-huh. Big ones?
Uh-huh. And then the water ones, we'd just leave them in back of the truck when we'd get home. And then we'd cook them.
Would you cook them the same day?
Maybe one of the water turtles, but the gopher ones, we'd probably cook about 2. Because the gopher, it doesn't make a lot of meat or anything.
So when you bring them back, would you keep them somewhere alive? Or would you kill them right away?
No, we'd keep them somewhere alive. We'd put them like just in a pen or in a trash can or anything that they could stay in. And we put them under the shade so they wouldn't get hot or nothing. And yeah, I eat the gopher, but I don't eat the water turtle. I never ate it.
Huh, how come?
And they say it's sweet. I don't know. They never ate it. I never taste it, so I don't want to eat it.
Huh. I've had some of it. It's not bad.
Oh.
There were people up in Indiana near where my family lived that they would go after the water turtles, the snapping turtles.
Uh-huh.
And he used to do it kind of like your stepdad, but not quite the same, because they'd have the water turtles that dig into the bank, too.
Uh-huh.
And so he used to do it sort of the way your stepdad gets the land turtles.
Oh.
He'd reach into the hole and grab them by the tail and pull them out.
Oh.
And then he'd throw them in one of those sacks. Mm-hmm. And keep the sack wet and take them home.
Oh.
How'd your stepdad cook them?
The water turtle?
Yeah.
It was neat. My mom cooked them. My stepdad never did. But uh-huh. You know how when the turtle is scared, they'll bring their arms and their legs in towards their shell and their head too. Well, with the water turtle, you have to fight with it a little bit. And you'd grab its back leg, one of its back leg, and you'd stretch it out till it was, like, out all the way. And there was, like, a real piece of thin. I guess it's, like, right here on a human body. It's real thin right there. And you'd just pull it out, and you'd cut it with the knife, make a hole with the knife. You'd just pour salt in there, and then you would shake it up, and then put, like, a paper towel or something in there. And you just put it on top of a fire and let it cook that way. And it cooks inside its own shell.
So would you turn it upside down when you
put it on? Yeah, you'd lay it on its back so it wouldn't go nowhere because it'd still be alive even though you cut it up. And it was neat watching those be cooked too. It was real neat because sometimes they'd find a way to flip over and try to take off and we'd have to chase them and stuff. And it takes them a real long time to cook. It was neat.
You'd put a paper towel in there?
Yeah, a paper towel or like a brown paper sack. Not a big one, just a little one. Just to cover up the hole so none of the juices would come out or anything. Uh-huh. And they said the shell gets it's easier to break after they're cooked. So when they're cooked, you just break it open and they just eat it out of the shell. And I don't know why they don't do that with gophers. I guess the gopher went and cooked the same.
How do they do them?
A gopher, they crack the bottom shell, and they take it off, they cut it off, and they just cut off the back leg and the other back leg, then the front leg. And really, that's all they take off of a gopher is the legs.
The neck? Do they take the neck?
Mm-hmm. And the guts, they take the guts out, they eat that too. That's really all they take off of a gopher, so... I guess that's why they don't cook it the same way.
So do they boil that meat, or what do they
Yeah, they. It's got rough skin on there, so you have to boil it in hot water. And after it's boiled for a while, you can peel the skin off of it. And then you just put it in another pot with hot water, and you let it boil. And you can add grits or rice or anything and make a soup out of it, and it tastes good.
Yeah, they make a soup up in Indiana, too.
They do?
Turtle meat. They throw in a lot of vegetables, too. They use tomatoes and things like that.
Oh.
But they use rice, too.
Yeah. I think it tastes good with grits. I don't know about anything else. I've seen people eat. I guess a lot of white people freak out when they eat gopher soup. Because I remember one time my grandma ate it, my white grandma from Tampa. She was eating it, and when she put her spoon in there and she brought it back up, there was a leg there. And, you know, nobody doesn't like to eat nothing with a leg in their soup. So she got it, and she put it over to the side, and she put it in a napkin, and she wrapped it up. And she put it in her purse, and she held it there until she left.
You saw her do that?
Uh-huh. I think she done that with all of the legs that were in there. She said it was good, though, but she didn't eat the legs. She just couldn't eat the legs.
Was that down here? She came down here?
Yeah, she's down at my grandma's house. She can't. She likes my grandma a lot. I mean, she just loves her to death. And she loves my grandpa, too. Or she did love my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
She used to come down when she could. Come down and see them. Mm-hmm. She'd always come down. And she'd buy stuff from my grandma and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did he hunt for any birds? Turkeys, but anything else?
Mm-mm. They didn't hunt for nothing else. Curlews. Yeah, he hunted for curlews. They got those a lot.
With a gun?
Yeah. He'd bring them home, and they'd clean them, and then they'd eat them. I ain't never ate curlews before.
Mm-hmm. With a shotgun or a rifle?
I think a rifle. He'd use a rifle most of the time. And they'd eat those a lot. They go and kill those mostly when it's like about Thanksgiving time. They'd kill that. And they'd kill a whole bunch of them, and they'd just cook it and then they'd have it during Thanksgiving.
So is that what you usually had for Thanksgiving dinner?
We just have different things. We have like ribs, pork ribs and stuff like that, and pigs and just pies and just regular things that you would have at a party, but there wasn't any turkey. And it was all right. We'd have a big Thanksgiving all the time at that old place where we used to live at.
With the house that I took pictures of.
Uh-huh. We'd have it over there all the time, and we'd cook out on an open fire back there.
What'd they do this year? Did you go up this year?
Oh, no, I didn't go this year. I stayed down here.
Oh.
And Robert cooked. Robert cooked Thanksgiving. I was going to get up and cook, but I didn't get up. I didn't want to, because the night before we had a party and we stayed up real late, so I couldn't get up. I just slept, and Robert got up and he cooked. He bought a turkey and he cooked it. He cooked stuffing with it and gravy and stuff like that. And they all ate. I just ate the stuffing. That's all I ate. And it was all right.
How come they eat turkey? They didn't hear the same thing? Or?
No, I guess they was never, when they were growing up, I guess their grandma just never told them that you wasn't supposed to eat turkey.
They didn't grow up on Brighton, did they?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah, but no, no. Some kids, they don't listen to what their grandparents tell them. And some of them do. And I guess they were the ones that don't. Because they do a lot of things. They eat turkey and they eat mushrooms and stuff like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why. Pernell said his grandma told him, but he still eats turkey anyway. And I just ate the stuffing. And I bought a lemon meringue pie, so I ate that too. That was fun. And then after that, they had a party. Robert had a party again. It was pretty fun. There was a lot of people there.
Hmm. But you listen to most of the stuff your grandmother taught you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because I lived with my, or stayed with my grandma most of the time when I was growing up. So she told me a lot of things. A lot of different things.
Were there other things like that that you don't do?
She said, let me see what she told me. She told me you're not supposed to play at night because when you go to sleep, like people who died, their ghosts will come and ask you to play and they'll try to take you or something like that. So she told me you're not supposed to play at night, you're not supposed to chew gum at night. And
how come about the gum?
I never really asked her about a gum. She said it had to do something with a lady. A lady that died. An old lady. She said it had to do something about her. I don't know what. I never really understood that one. And she said you're not supposed to, like, mess with, dogs. You know, like kick a dog around or try to beat it up or nothing like that, because it'll make you crazy or something like that. And she said that when you're on your period, you can't eat with the other people. Like if you cook something, you're cooking for a whole bunch of people, you have to get your food first. You can't eat in just like regular plate or cup. You have to eat like in a paper plate or paper cup. Or you would have your own plate and nobody else could use it. In your own spoon or fork, nobody else could use it. In your own cup, and nobody else could use it. And that's what you can't play ball when you're on your period and stuff like that. And you can't sit at the dinner table. to. You can't do a lot of things and stuff. And if you're married to a medicine man, you can't sleep with him. When you're on your period, you have to sleep on the floor on your own blankets that nobody else uses. And she just told me a lot of different things like that. And it was interesting listening to them. But I never asked her why. Mm-hmm. My grandma will tell you something, you ask her why, it's like you committed a crime or something. You just don't ask her why, you just listen to her. So I never asked why. I was too scared to ask why.
So when you started having your periods, did she give you blankets and stuff like that?
She gave me my own blankets, and she gave me a cup and a plate and a fork. And she told me that was mine, and I couldn't let nobody eat with me or drink with me. And I said, okay. So it's pretty much like you have to be by yourself. Mm-hmm.
Separate.
Mm-hmm. So that's what she told me.
But you can cook for other people?
Yeah, you can cook for other people, but if you're going to eat that same food that you're cooking them, you have to get yours out first. You have to get your food first, and you have to eat by yourself. You can't eat with everybody else.
Hmm. Is there anything else that you can't do? Like, can you use the salt?
Mm-hmm.
You can use salt.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything special about the food? You have to do the seasoning different or anything?
No. Like you can just eat it any way you want. It's just that you have to be by yourself.
Yeah, and sleep.
Yeah, sleep by yourself. That's what she told me.
Mm-hmm.
So, since I live with 4 other people...
Oh, yeah. How do you do that?
It gets hard. I cook for them all the time. But I would just cook them something, and I would cook myself something else. Because usually I'm not hungry, and they're hungry all the time. So I cook all the time for them. And or usually I eat while I'm cooking, and I'd be full by the time I'm finished cooking. So I wouldn't eat. And I would cook them like meat and whatever else they wanted, and I would just have soup, and I just have a cup, like a blue cup like that, one of the thick plastic cups.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a cup like that, and I just have soup in that, and I would just drink it instead of eat it, and I would use another cup for something to drink out of. And I'd sit in the living room. Well, we all sit in the living room and eat. And so I guess it really doesn't matter. Or sometimes I would go in my bedroom, stay in there and eat. When it comes to sleeping, I'd sleep in the same bed, but I'd have blankets over a regular blanket and lay on that. And then when I'm not, I just take the blanket off and lay on the regular comforter. So.
Hmm. So if you were married to a medicine man, though, you would have to move to mm-hmm. a completely different room.
Uh-huh. I'd have to sleep on the floor or something, or sleep in a different room.
But since you're not, it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between, like, somebody who does a lot of medicine, a medicine man or a medicine woman,
mm-hmm.
and a doctor. Is there a difference?
A regular doctor?
Well, not a white doctor, but somebody who can do healing and stuff like that.
Mostly everybody on the reservation knows who can do any kind of medicine that they ask for. And then they know people who can do only certain kinds of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might have bad headaches, mm-hmm. and one can make medicine for a bad headache, and the other one couldn't. Or say you had a backache, this one had one for a backache, but this one didn't have one for a backache. So I think most of the people know that, you know, they'll say, well, something's wrong with me, and I know he could treat me better than the other person could, and stuff like that. I think that's how they do it most of the time. I'm not really sure, though.
So the person that has headaches, I mean the person that could treat headaches, mm-hmm. Would they be able to treat a lot of things?
Or mm-hmm. just they, like one could be able to treat a whole bunch of different things, and this one might be like just starting, just learning about Indian medicine. And, you know, he would want people to come to him just to give him a try, you know, just to give him a try and let them know that he can do it and that he is learning. And that's why, I think that's why some people would probably go to him, because he's just learning and stuff like that. Or they might know he might be probably working alongside with the one that can do a lot of things and learning from him. Stuff like that. And that's why.
What about your granddad? He could treat a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was one of the people that knew
mm-hmm.
almost everything. One of the teachers.
Yeah, he could treat a lot of things. When I had headaches, he would treat my headaches. If I got burned, he would treat my burns for me, and it'd be okay. Or when I'd have, there was a time when I was dreaming a lot about my grandma's mother, my great grandma. There were times when I was dreaming about her a lot, and she died when I was real young, so I remember seeing her going to the nursing home a lot to go see her. And then there was a time when I was dreaming about her, and I was sleeping with my grandma then, and I would wake up and I'd be saying grandma, but I'd be crying. My grandma would think I was talking about her, and you know, she would never say nothing. And the next morning she would ask me what I was dreaming about, and I would tell her what I was dreaming about, and you know, she never thought nothing of it. But after a while I kept doing it a lot, and she told my grandpa. So my grandpa gave me some medicine, and it was to forget about her, not, you know, really forget about her, but just keep her out of my dreams so she wouldn't scare me or something like that. And he made medicine for that, for dreams and stuff like that.
What would you dream about her?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I just know I would dream about her. And
so did they stop then?
Yeah, Dad stopped. And I wouldn't dream about her for a while, but maybe once in a while I would, but that'd be it. But that part, I would dream about her, and I thought it was just like a regular dream. You dream about it one time, and then you dream about something else, but it wasn't like that. I would dream about her one night, and then the next night I would dream about her, and then the next night I would dream about her. And my grandma said she noticed I was dreaming about something bad, because I'd be moving around. I'd move around a lot, and I'd be saying something. So she finally asked me what I was dreaming about, and I told her.
Mm-hmm.
And she told my grandpa, so my grandpa made some medicine.
Why was your granddad worried about that?
He said it wasn't good when you think about somebody that died. He said it isn't good because it makes you depressed, and it's like you missed them, and it makes you want to be with them. So I guess it's like preventing you from committing suicide to be with somebody that you miss. I think it was like that.
So he was just worried about you being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the medicine was to keep her from coming into your dreams?
Yeah, or like just, because I think when you go to sleep, your mind just takes over and you have no control about what you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was, just to keep her out of your mind so you wouldn't dream about her. Because when you think about something long enough, you'll end up dreaming about it. Like, if you think about something before you go to bed, you'll end up dreaming about it. So it was to keep me from thinking about her, so she wouldn't be in my dreams or nothing. And that's what it was.
Was it something, did you have to drink something?
I had to take it early in the morning, so it was cold. And he made it the day before, but kept it in the refrigerator all night long. Then the next morning, I'd have to get up real early, like maybe about 6:30 or 7. I'd have to go outside, and I would have to put it on my arms and on my legs, and then put it on my head or wet my hair real good, and then I'd have to drink it. I'd have to drink it about 4 times. And when I do this, I have to stay looking towards the sun all the time and do that. And then when I was finished, I would just go back inside and just put on regular clothes.
Did the stuff smell good?
Yeah, it smelled all right. There was nothing wrong with it. And it tasted all right. I'm catching a cold.
Oh.
I had a cold since Saturday.
Oh, no.
In them houses, it gets real cold. And it gets too cold, and I don't want to get out of bed. And I have a water bed, but the heater doesn't work on it.
Oh, no. So you should get the heater fixed. So those things are cold.
It's real cold, so.
They take the heat out of you when they're like that.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't go to work Sunday because I had to sweat up. I still got one, and when I got a cold, it makes me want to sleep, but and then it hurts my eyes and stuff. Uh-huh. Feels like I have a head cold. Uh-huh. And my eyes are all watery and stuff. Uh-huh. And they hurt.
You said that like your stepdad can't kill snakes.
No, he can't kill snakes.
Could your granddad?
No, he was No, he couldn't kill snakes neither. I think it had to be people from a certain clan, because my stepdad and my grandpa, they were Panther clan, and me and my mom, my grandma, we're Bird clan, so we can kill snakes. I guess it's usually because birds do kill snakes, and you know, in real life, they do kill snakes. So when you have plants, I guess it's the same way. But I wasn't really sure why he could not kill snakes. I just never really asked.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what my mom told me.
Are there certain things you can't kill?
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. Nobody ever said anything that said I couldn't kill anything. So I don't think so. But then I really never know until I kill something and I tell somebody and they tell me you're not supposed to kill whatever I killed, and I'd say, oh.
So they don't tell you ahead of time,
yeah.
Huh? Then what happens? What do you do if you do something by mistake?
My grandpa usually, he would sing, or whoever was doing the medicine would probably sing to you so nothing would happen to you. And it was, that's what they did most of the time. Or they could tell you when an animal was doing something bad to you. Like, one night we were eating dinner at my mom's house. We were sitting there. I usually sat beside Bobby. And so when the TV was right here, and Bobby would always look this way to watch TV, and I'd be eating. And, one time Bobby was looking at me, and my eye started twitching. You know, you know how you're nervous, it just starts moving real fast. That's what my eye was doing. And he didn't say nothing, then it quit. Then all of a sudden my lip right here, it just started doing the same thing. It started jumping. And Bobby goes, "You feel okay?" I go, "Yeah." I go, "Why?" And he goes, "'Cause your mouth," he goes, "your lip, it's jumping." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Your lip is jumping." And my mom goes, it is. And my mom was looking at me and she goes, it is. And then Bobby goes, after we finish eating, I'll make you some medicine. And I said, what for? I said, what's wrong? He was telling me that a rabbit was doing something bad to me and was going to make me sick. Make me real sick, you know. So that's why he wanted to do the medicine before he could make me sick. So that's what he done.
Hmm.
And, you know, I really never understood it, but now I understand. So now I know when my lip is jumping that I'm going to be sick. You know, not probably real sick, and probably sometimes not real sick. And usually, most of the time, I do end up being sick, you know, like the next day or something, but it's not really bad or nothing.
Do you try and get some medicine or do something about it before you get sick?
When I'm staying in Brighton, I would tell my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma would do something for me, but since I live up here in Hollywood, I don't have really nobody. I don't know really nobody that I could tell. So I just don't. It hasn't happened to me since I moved down here in Hollywood. It just happens like every once in a while. It doesn't happen like every day or something.
Mm-hmm. So your aunt can't do it because you have an aunt that lives here, right?
Yeah, I have two of them.
She can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Huh. So a rabbit was doing it to you?
Mm-hmm. That's what Bobby said, a rabbit was doing it to me.
Is that what your grandma says too?
Uh-huh. Because I asked her, I told her one time what was happening, and I told her what Bobby told me, and she told me, yeah, that is what happens, that a rabbit is trying to make you sick, trying to make you real sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh.
What about other animals?
I haven't heard too much about other animals. I've just heard about the rabbit. That's about the only thing I've heard about.
Mm-hmm. So that must be the only one that goes after you.
Yeah. Out to get me.
Wonder why.
I don't know.
Hmm. How about Purnell? He does never get those.
Mm-mm. I ain't never seen him with his lip moving or anything.
Mine does.
It does?
Once in a while.
Sometimes I don't even know it is moving until like it's been about 5 minutes and then I notice it's been jumping around.
Uh-huh. What else can your grandmother treat? Can she treat headaches?
She might be able to, but I'm not sure what she can treat. I'm not too sure she can do.
But she knew about that one.
Uh-huh. She knew about that one.
Do people come to her to get medicine or not?
No, not really. I don't never see hardly anybody. They usually go to Bobby, or they would come to her and she would go to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be just like that. But other than that, nobody really ever came to her.
Mm-hmm. Or your mom?
Nobody comes. Or they ask her if Bobby can do it, and mm-hmm. she'll tell them if he can or not.
What else has he treated you for? Do you remember any other things? You don't get headaches much?
I get headaches a lot. But he hasn't never treated me for headache, I don't think. My grandpa has. he's treated us so we won't get sick. You know, like when like there's a certain time when everybody gets the flu all at once and stuff. He treats us for that. It's not really medicine that we have to take when he does that. He just, we all stand side by side, and he walks around with the pipe, and then he's, like, smoking it, and he would, like, blow the smoke on us, on our whole body, and that was to, like, keep us from getting sick when everybody else gets sick, stuff like that. And it would work too.
Does the pipe have special stuff in it? It's not tobacco, is it?
I don't know. I don't know. He keeps a little bag that he has everything in. I don't know what's in it, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Did it smell like tobacco, or did it smell like...
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what it smelled like. It probably smelled different.
Else. Yeah.
And, what else has he done? Purnell's mom, or Purnell's grandma... When I was staying at Purnell's house with his mom, we stayed at his mom's house. It was like it was getting like winter time. No, it was getting summertime. And everybody would get real hot and they'd get sick because they'd be so hot and they'd pass out and stuff.
Wow.
His grandma would she would make medicine and give it to us, and we were to take it, and it was so we wouldn't get hot. We would stay cool and stuff like that. And it was, I took it. I mean, I ain't never took medicine that somebody else made for me. But I took it, and I didn't get hot that summer. I didn't get real hot like a lot of other people did. Like, when people get hot, they just sweat and sweat and sweat, and it's real nasty and stuff, but... When I took that medicine, I wasn't hot. I mean, I would be hot, but not hot enough to where I would sweat or anything like that.
Wow. Did you wipe it on you?
Yeah.
Like that?
It was like you took a bath in it because she had a whole bunch, and we just poured it all over us, and we just got all wet and soaked and everything.
Just once, or did you do it every day?
Just once. It was just once. And then we just... We'd just dry off and then just put on our clothes.
So that's the only time you went to somebody outside your family?
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was. And Purnell's mom's name is Agnes. And she came home with it.
Agnes Billy?
No, Agnes Burt.
Agnes Burt.
And she took... She was in there taking it. She was outside taking it, her and her little girl. And then she came in, and I was watching TV. She goes, "You want to take this?" And I asked her, "What was it?" And she told me it was medicine. I asked her, "What for?" Because I never take medicine unless I know what it's for. And she told me, and I said, "Okay." So I took it, and she goes, keep it in your room. When Purnell gets home, tell him to take it. I said, "Okay." So when Purnell got home from work, I told him what it was for and to take it. And so he took it, too. And we all took it, and it was gone. I think everybody in the house took it, except for Agnes's boyfriend. He didn't take it. And that's about the only time I ever took medicine somebody else made. Or besides... Bobby's grandpa in Big Cypress. He's gone now, but when he made medicine, I'd take that too. They'd have to get some medicine for me.
Who was his grandpa?
Ingram Billy. Or it was Josie Billy, but I think his great grandpa or his other grandpa or something was Ingram Billy. And he would make medicine. We'd go to him a lot. And there was... I think it was about in 83. I don't know what happened to me. I just went wild, and I just never wanted to stay home. It was like I had to go. I had to be doing something all the time. I couldn't be still. I just have to go. I didn't have to go here, and I'd have to go there. I couldn't stay home. I just didn't want to stay home. There wasn't nothing to do at home, and I don't know. I just couldn't handle staying in one place at a certain time. I had to be moving around and stuff and going all over the place. So my mom and them got me some medicine so it would like calm me down or make me be still for a while. And that was after I took that medicine. I swore to God I would never ever do that again, because it was a 4-day medicine. I had to stay on that medicine for 4 days. I'd get up in the morning, early in the morning, I'd take it, I'd take a bath in it outside, and I would have to drink a lot of it, Because we'd have one of those big old cups that had a handle on there. I'd have to drink like a lot of that. Then I would have to throw it back up and then cover it back up. Go back inside the house, stay in my room. I have to keep the window closed, the TV off, the radio off. I couldn't read. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do nothing. I just had to stay in my room. I guess it was like to get you used to staying in one place for a long time. I guess that's what the whole purpose of that was. And I'd stay in my room and I wouldn't eat or nothing. I'd just sleep. Then the next day I'd do the same thing. When I went outside, I couldn't look around. I'd have to have a towel over my head and my mom would have to walk me to where the medicine was. And I'd just have to do the same thing over again. Go back inside and lay back down and stay there. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't eat for like 4 days. I couldn't watch TV for 4 days, read for 4 days, listen to the radio, look outside. I couldn't look in a mirror. Couldn't comb my hair. I couldn't take a bath. And the only time I took a bath was when I took the medicine. And it was rough because I was starving. I was so hungry. I asked my mom to make me something, and she felt sorry for me that she had to do that, but that was just how it was, and she couldn't give me. Then she asked Bobby. Bobby told her she could make me. It's called grease bread. It's real greasy and it has no taste or nothing. And he told her that she could make that and I could eat that.